couple cane poles sitting down by the creek. Lines in the water watching those bobbers, seeing that red sun sink. Mama's on the porch yelling supper's hot, y'all come and get it. We yelled 5 more minutes.
Good morning. Welcome back to the round table and to our discussion this morning with our good friend Sean Stone. He is our cultural correspondent. He goes out, he tells us what's happening in area stages and screens. And we take a critical, sarcastic, cynical glance at what's happening in the world. Does that properly describe what we do?
That's about right.
Okay. Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
All right.
I saw The Disaster Artist.
Are you still fine?
Well, I am because I didn't. Now this is. I know the vicissitudes of the modern movie business are difficult, but this is playing in IMAX. If you paid $22 or whatever it was to see this in IMAX, just give up.
No, it's mostly in black and white, right?
No, it's color.
No, it is color.
It's color. It's just so dank that it, you know, sort of.
It just has that grimy look.
It has a grimy look. Yeah. It's about the making of The Room, which is supposedly the worst movie ever made. James Franco plays Tommy Wiseau, the director. He's like this weird guy who's got a lot of money. No one knows where it came from. He says he's from Louisiana when he's clearly from Eastern Europe. And he's just this sort of strange guy who decides to be an actor and decides to make this movie because it's his great, you know, statement. It's funny. Franco is funny. But you get to the end, and it's like, okay, made a bad movie. It eventually made money. I mean, I don't understand the fascination with it. Yeah. I mean, it just seemed like much ado about nothing.
Maybe the story in and of itself could have been the story instead of making another story about the story.
Yeah, if they actually tried to find out something about his real life.
Yeah, there you go.
That might have been interesting.
Yeah.
But they don't. You know, they treat him as sort of this object freak.
Very enigmatic.
Yeah, just weird, and it just seemed very Hollywood incestuous, you know? It's like our business is so fascinating, you know?
By the way, I do have to say, you use the word, but I do have to say, I heard an interview with him last week, and he does seem like a total freak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, and then you saw Lady Bird, which I saw a couple weeks ago, and I loved.
It's wonderful.
It's a beautiful film.
It's a wonderful movie, coming of age, mother-daughter, but it's just so much more. It's just so much. The characters are so well developed. The action is so pertinent. Everything fits together perfect. Greta Gerwig is obviously going to have a big career as a director.
I think so. And Laurie Metcalf is fantastic. I don't want to in any way undermine Saoirse Ronan, who is absolutely has a beautiful performance in this.
Yeah.
But that mother-daughter relationship is fascinating to watch.
It is. It is, and it also has Tracy Letts, and it's a great cast, and well worth your time.
Good. I agree. And, yeah, some just wonderful performances. It was got all kinds of nominations for the Golden Globes.
And it should
week.
Win.
Yeah, good. All right, where else do we go?
Got a lot of stuff front-loaded this week.
All right.
The Eileen Ivers Joyful Christmas is at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall in Troy tonight at 7:30 p.m. This is the big Fiddlin' Christmas show. It should be great.
Love Fiddlin' Christmas shows.
Tonight at the Madison Theater in Albany, they're showing probably one of the weirdest musicals ever made. It's a sci-fi comedy musical from 1930 called Just Imagine. It's about a guy, it's like a Rip Van Winkle story. He falls asleep in 1930, wakes up in 1980, and it's all flying cars, and everyone has numbers instead of names, and Maureen O'Sullivan is in it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it's just as bizarre a thing as ever has come out of Hollywood.
Okay, Just Imagine.
Then, as the lead-in music hinted, we have Scotty McCreery, the American Idol winner of season 10, maybe?
Really?
11?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's going to be at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park tonight at 8 o'clock. Also tonight, and this is running through Sunday, at the Cohoes Music Hall, the Park Playhouse Productions is putting on the best Christmas pageant ever, which is based on a children's book about terrible, awful children who...
The Herdmans.
Yes, who get wrapped up in a Christmas play at church.
It was a beautiful book by a woman by the name of Barbara Robinson.
Yes.
Wrote a gorgeous book, and one of my favorite books growing up as a kid. And then in the early 80s, and as far as I, you know, if this were animated, it would be on every year. But it's not, so it looks old. But Loretta Swit did the TV version
really?
Of this special. And if you find it, I think you can find it on YouTube. You can find it. It is one of the loveliest, most beautiful stories.
Really?
Sure, it looks dated. It is dated. But the story isn't dated. It's just, you know, there's
right.
old cars and it's a little grainy. But it is a great, great story. And I'm sure this will be a beautiful production. It's really special.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So that's at the Cohoes Music Hall in Cohoes. Yeah, got to go to the Palace website, Palace Theater website to see the times.
Okay. PalaceAlbany.com.
That's right. Tomorrow night at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, the Kennedys, they're sort of a jangle pop duo, husband and wife, been around a long time, sort of sound like the Birds.
By the way, I didn't think when I came in this morning that you and I would be talking about Loretta Swit.
No, that's an odd one, isn't it?
That's why I love this job. You never know when you can bring up talking about Hot Lips of Land.
That's right.
All right.
Friday and Saturday at the Capitol Theater in Rome, they're showing It's a Wonderful Life. This is a 35-millimeter print from the Library of Congress. It's supposed to be pristine, and you can't go wrong with that.
Not at all.
That's Friday at 7 and Saturday at 2:30 and 7. At Mass Mocha in the Club B10 Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m., it's Stephanie Jemison and Justin Hicks, Microcosmos. She's an artist from Brooklyn. He's a composer. It's a performance piece. I'm not going to try to characterize it more than that. Go to
okay.
the go to the website. It's complicated. Saturday night at the 8th Step at Proctor's at 7:30 p.m., it's Magpie, Kim and Reggie Harris Sing Solstice. The Poking Brook Morris Dancers will be opening.
So
you can't beat that. Saturday night in Poughkeepsie at the Bardavon at 8 o'clock. Melissa Etheridge, Merry Christmas Baby. This is her only appearance in the area. You know, she sort of dips up into the Hudson Valley and then
yeah.
disappears. So if you want to see the Melissa Etheridge Christmas show, it's in Poughkeepsie.
We love her. You know, she does the show quite a bit. She's very talented and does a beautiful job. We've seen her. I haven't seen the Christmas show, but I saw her last
yeah.
show through when she came into town. She's really very, very entertaining performer.
She's amazing, and I always think she's like the last person who broke on college radio, right?
I mean, yeah, I think you're right.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
when college radio was really relevant.
A thing.
A thing, yeah. She broke in Jane's Addiction, and then that was pretty much it.
I realized the other day as I was going through my holiday list, you know, things, maybe possible gifts for family to get me, and I was looking, browsing.
Right.
And I realized that one of the very first gifts that my dear wife, we've been together a long time, and one of the very first gifts that she got me was a deluxe edition of REM's Automatic for the People. I realized that as I was going through this, that that album has now been re-released in a stellar platinum box set thing. You know, I don't know. It's
right.
$1,200 or whatever.
Yeah.
And no, but close. And it's in the 25th anniversary edition. What the hell happened?
Time flies, doesn't it?
Man. Wow. And it makes you feel bad because, well, you talk about college radio. That's what
yeah.
made me think about REM. But you just, there's some great stuff on this new, because they before they went to Warner Brothers and they had all of the, what was it, IRS? Was
yeah.
they were with? Yeah,
yeah.
All of those albums. They do all the live things that they did. It's really great stuff.
Nice.
But 25 years, Sean.
I know.
Good Lord.
Oh, Etheridge is worse. That was 87.
That's true. Yeah, that's a long time ago.
That certainly was.
All right.
Sunday at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m., Albany Pro Musica is presenting what's become sort of a tradition. It's the Many Moods of Christmas, and there'll be orchestra, Pro Musica, and special guests.
Did they really present all the moods?
Well, many. They didn't say all the moods of Christmas.
No, the many of
many,
the moods.
Many
all
of
right.
them.
Yeah.
They'll probably leave out the after eggnog angry uncle scene.
Or just the grumpy,
you're
I
right.
have to sit in traffic
yeah,
mood.
Exactly.
Okay. Got it.
New movies?
Oh, what's opening this weekend, Sean?
today, there right now, as we speak, there are people standing in line at a mall somewhere.
Yes.
To see Star Wars, The Last Jedi. And apparently Mark Hamill gives a fantastic performance. He's getting raves.
I think I've read three reviews. They've all been very positive and said that it's what you would hope it to be. Well, so there you go.
There you go.
I'm excited to see it.
And if you don't want to see that, you can see Woody Allen's Wonder Wheel starring Kate Winslet and Jim Belushi and Juno Temple. Which the trailer looks pretty good.
Yeah.
And then we have Ferdinand, which is...
Ferdinand the Bold, the Monroe Leaf book.
Exactly. It's a Blue Sky Studios, the people who gave us Rio and the Charlie Brown movie.
Yeah. Now, they... So that's the bull who doesn't want to fight. He just wants to smell the flowers.
Yeah. And there was a great Disney short, one of Disney's early ones that's just wonderful. I'm surprised they didn't do this.
I thought the same thing. In fact, when I first saw that it was coming out, I thought it was Disney until I got to the end of the trailer. But I was surprised.
But I like Blue Sky. Actually, this is unpopular opinion. I actually like Blue Sky better than Pixar. Pixar's a little emo for me.
No, I can understand that.
I'm kind of past that.
Yeah, so. They have a little. Blue Sky has a nice. They have a nice feel about them. It's a quirkiness that I like.
Yeah, and they're really good with creatures.
They are.
Like I loved Rio just because of all the birds.
The scene I saw, and I only saw like a second of it in the trailer for Ferdinand, and they just did this thing with sort of a percolating steam coming out of his nostrils that looked very, very funny. And I thought, well, I'll go see it just on that alone.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful story.
It's Ferdinand. It'll open. If you can't get tickets for Star Wars, just go see Ferdinand.
Exactly.
All right. Sean Stone, it's always a pleasure. We love having you here. We'll see you next Thursday, and we'll talk more about what's happening. And I don't. Are you going to go see the big blockbuster?
Of course.
All right. So we can talk about that next week. We can go see what we think
about
it.
Yes, we can.
All right. We'll do that. And you stay tuned because we'll be doing the Congressional Corner next, right after this.